Mishnah Brura Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. We finished Hilchos Mefilos Apayim, and we're learning Kuf Lamed Beis. And after Kuf Lamed Beis, a couple of simonim, then we're going to start Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. So you too can yell at the Baal Koyre. Kuf Lamed Beis. Dine Kedushas Uvolot Zion, says the Mechaber. Betargamina Kedushas Uvolot Zion. The Psukim of this is called, the Gemara says, if you, anybody learned Daf Yomi, anybody remembers Daf Yomi, it was a long, long time ago. Sota Daf Mem Tes. That was a joke. Sota Daf Mem Tes. It says things are going from bad to worse. What keeps the world going? Not love. What keeps the world going is Kedusha de Sidra. Saying Kedusha Unavolus Sion. And the Yehishmei Rabba said in the Kaddish Drabonon after the Rov's Drosha. After you hear words of Torah, then they say a Kaddish Drabonon. It's not so. The point of the Gemara seems to be, Torah HaShulchan, maybe the Mishnah Berurah says it also, the Mepharshim say, a combination of Torah learning and Kiddush Hashem. That's what keeps the world going. So, we point, the Kiddush of the Sidra is. There's different pshatim. Like, what are we doing when we're saying Uvolot Zion? Like, Ashrei we understand, because you want to say Ashrei three times a day. And Lam Natseach, okay, it's a nice tefillah, Yamcha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Uvolot Zion is Kedusha de Sidra. So some say it's an inyan, it's like Talmud Torah, it's like guaranteed Talmud Torah for the day. Some explain Rabbi Shmuel Omer is that back in the Karbonos, but I'm getting a blank look. What's Karbonos? So, but Uvolot Zion, everyone knows what it is. Everyone knows what Uvolot Zion is. So some say the crux of the Kedusha is that you're saying words of Torah, you're saying Psukim, and you're saying them Echad Mikav Echad Targum, and it's a Torah, it's a public Torah learning on the part of the Tzibur. Others describe it as Hallel Ushvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Malachim, and the Malachim, if you pay attention to the Targum that we say from Targum Yonos of Ben Uziel, it really goes through the three Kedushos day that we say Mekabelin Dein Min Dein, that's the Korozel Zeh V'Yomrin Kaddish B'Shmei Meromo Ilo B'Shchinte, that's the Malachim's Kedusha, which we really said in the Birchas Yotzer Or Kaddish al Ora over Gevurte, the people's Kedusha, that's what we said in Shmona Esrei, because there's Hashas. Kaddish Liolam Liolme Olmaya, that's the third Kedusha that was saying in Uvolot Zion, that's Uvolot Zion Goel, it's a precursor of the Geula. And those are the three areas, the Kuzari really explains it at length. These are the three areas where we're Kaddish Hashem, really, in the area of the Olamos Elyonim. In the area of Olamos HaTachtonim, where we are, and then Le'olam Le'olmei Olmaya, sort of this all-encompassing, like Hashem, it's like saying Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Boed. So that's, this is all, I mean, you have to study it, you have to learn it, but this is all in part of saying Kedusha de Sidra. So Metargamina Kedusha Zubolot Zion, Kedei She'avinu Hakol. Primary reason is right, just like we say Kol Chamira in Aramis, there were certain tefillos that stayed in the Siddur, and it was like Loshon Amimi, that was the Loshon everybody knew and understood. So that's why we're Metargim Uvolot Zion. But really, I'm adding to that, we're not just Metargim it into Aramaic, but the Yonos of Ben Uziel gives a whole explanation of what the three Kedushas are, Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. Bekavona, the tzarich lizor bo, the mechaber says laomer bekavona, not while you're taking off your tefillin, making a dash for the door, but you're supposed to give special emphasis to say it with kavona. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gemara I just quoted. The Amidah beGemara miyom chorves amikdash al mokoi akadusha de sidra. Okay, period. The Mishnah Berurah says k'shem achrizim dover. If Ari Stern has to make an announcement. Yesh lahachriz kodem shemaskel hashliach tzibur lomar ashrei. You should make the announcement before ashrei, and not bein ashrei lamanatseach, and not while they're saying ashrei. We don't want people to get distracted and to lose their concentration. Of course, you want to know, why don't you just do it after davening? I guess they understood that after davening, he's going to look up and after Olam's not going to hear the announcement anymore. They're gone. So they want to do it, you know, this is like the idea of doing it before Enkel Okeinu also, instead of waiting till the end of davening. But he says, but don't do it after Ashrei. It's going to, people are going to think about what you just said. We only wish they would. People are going to think about what you just said, and they're going to get distracted from full-fledged kavana for revolution. Hago ulinyan ma'yachid omra. If a yachid could say that kedusha is something. It's a davar shebe kedusha, and it should only be said by asara, perhaps. Dina kedin kedusha shebe yotzer, like the kedusha in Birchas Yotzer Hamoros. Finally, El Siman and Tess, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shom Masek HaRamah, the Maskon of the Ramah is, the Nespashet HaMinig Lomar Af B'Yachid, the Agrada he will become a Kom L'Chadchila Tov Yosef Lomar B'Tzibur. Certainly it's recommended to say it B'Tzibur, because there are a number of Shittos like that. Now in Yotzer Or, he recommended, if you say it B'Yachidus, to say it with the Trump, so that it should be like you're reading Psukim. Here he doesn't make that recommendation, but he makes a more powerful recommendation. If the tzibur started uvalatzion uvata kadosh, he's lagging behind. He should temporarily skip ashrei and lam natzeach, and even uvalatzion goel and vanizos brisi. And he should immediately say Vatakodosh Yetidos Israel, or maybe even start with Bukharos Al Zevi Omar, in order to say Kedusha together with the Tzibur. Afterwards, you go back and you'll say Ashrei Amnan Natsayach. We got Mashne Psukim Shekodim Vatakodosh Dainu Volotzion Venizos Brisi. Okay? After he finishes Davin. No, yeah. Whenever he has time. Not during when the Chaz is saying Kaddish. Whenever he gets a chance. The Ein La Omra B'Kol, I'm sorry, Ubikadusha Shebetargum, Yochid Omra V'Loshnayim, The Ein La Omra B'Kol Ram, says the Mishnah Brura, Ratzon Oloma, the Pesukei HaKadusha Shebeloshan HaKadish, Nemorim Dafka B'Rabim, Ubikadusha HaKadusha Shebetargum, Nemra Dafka B'Yochid, meaning Yochid, each individual is saying it low by himself, it's not the Tzibur saying it. Why? If he should call Shu Beloshim Targum, Ein Lomer also Barabim. This has to do with the Malachim and the Tefillah, Beloshim Targum, Beloshim Aramis. So you say it as a private individual. Baam Kenk Shomer Kedusha the Sidra B'Tzibur, Oime Kol Yochad B'Fnei Asho B'Lachash HaTargum Shel HaKedusha. So if you're sitting next to someone and they say loud, Mekabim Demi Demi, Mekadish Demi Rami, Labish Kente, now you could yell at them for not coming to the Mishnah Berurah here. Those will make me betzibur. So if you say it privately to yourself quietly, then it's called you're saying it as an individual. You're not being, so to speak, mishtatef im hatzibur. The zeu mashasiyim horamah, that's the pshat and the ramah, that you shouldn't say it loud. Saying it loud, that would make a hishtatfus of the tzibur in saying it. Saying it low, so it's like saying, well, each individual individually is saying it. Mimispao shalo betzibur, if you're at home, Chas v'shalom davening, Yacholom or Gamatargum b'kol ram. Then there would be no problem of saying it loud if that suits your fancy. Maybe you like it. It's like a nice tefillah, so you want to say it loud. You want to be more your kavana. You're supposed to say it with kavana. Saying things loud are certainly more your kavana. So when you're home, you could say it loud. Dakpada and saying it loud is in shul, because everyone saying it loud would then make it that the tzibur is saying it. And we want to avoid that in Aramaic tefillos. We want people to say it as individuals.